Hilchot Hanukkah, today we discuss some of the laws connected to the reading of the Sefer Torah on Hanukkah. There is a reading on the 8 days of Hanukkah. The reading comes from Parashat Naso. The reading is the Korbanot of the Nesi'im. What's the connection between reading the Nesi'im on Hanukkah? The Pesikta writes that in the times of the Mishkan was actually completed on the 25th of Kislev. That's the day the Nesi'im should have brought the Korbanot, but it was delayed, not until Nisan. So therefore we read the Korbanot of the Nesi'im on the 25th of Kislev to commemorate that item. Our custom differs from the Ashkenazim in many ways when it comes to the reading of Hanukkah. Number one, we start the reading from Birkat Kohanim. Ashkenazim do not. They skip the Birkat Kohanim. The reason why we read Birkat Kohanim is because the miracle of Hanukkah happened by the Kohanim, the Hashmonaim. So therefore it is pertinent. Furthermore, our custom is, on the first day of Hanukkah, we do not end the first Aliyah at Ba'ani Abarechim, which would be the end of Birkat Kohanim. We actually read past that. Why? Mishnah Berurah brings that. Anybody that does that and ends at Ba'ani Abarechim is Minhag Ta'ut. And you have to stop the Minhag. That's the way the Pri Hadashir also. Because the main reading on Hanukkah is Nesi'im. So every Oleh has to have some connection to the Nesi'im. So therefore, it would be proper to stop before at least you connect it to the Nesi'im. Because with the Abad, Achav HaBadiyah says, if you stop at Ba'ani Abarechim, it's not a Berachah Batalah, nor do you have to repeat anything, but you shouldn't do it. Next, our custom is that on each day of Hanukkah, we read one of the Nesi'im that day. For example, on the second day, we read the second day's Qurban, we read a few Pesukim, then we finish it for the Levi, then we repeat it. So we're just reading Bayom HaSheni. Whereas the Ashkenazim, they read Bayom HaSheni for the first two Olim, and then they read Bayom HaShlishi for the third Olim. So that's another difference. Anyway, we read all the days. When you get to the eighth day, there's also different customs how to break up the reading. Our custom, the way we break up the reading on the eighth day is, we read Bayom HaShemini, few Pesukim. The Levi finishes Bayom HaShemini. The Israel goes back to Bayom HaShemini and reads the whole thing till the end of Parashat Naso, the beginning of Parashat Ba'alotecha, till Ken Asah et HaMenorah. That is our custom. Now, some cases that come up is, let's say a person went up to the Sefer Torah, Hanukkah, they read the wrong day, totally. Instead of Bayom HaShemini, they read Bayom HaShlishi. They read three Olim, and they did whatever they were supposed to do, but they read the wrong day. There's a very important law. Ein mashkichim b'Hanukkah. If you make a mistake on Hanukkah, not so bad. They believe it. You read the wrong day, kabbalat avonot. Take the Sefer Torah, bring it back, and finish. For that matter, even a better case. They read Parashat HaShavua instead. They didn't even know it was Hanukkah. They figured they read Parashat Mikert, or Parashat Mayigash, whatever the Parashat of Monday and Thursday was. But the Abad, as long as they sent up three Olim, Yatsu, Ein Mashkichim b'Hanukkah. Furthermore, they were reading Bayom HaShemini. They read the first Kohen. The second Aliyah, they continued, but they didn't continue from reading in Bayom HaShemini. They read it from the Bayom HaShlishi reading, because it's all the same readings. So he read the right Pesukim on the wrong spot. Rav Shimon ben Zalman Frank says, but the Abad, it's okay also. Partly because you read the right Pesukim, partly because Emes Shachim b'Hanukkah, and Rav Chaim Ovadia concurs with that as well. Now, every Hanukkah is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh during the week. So then we have two Sefer Torah. Of course, the first Sefer is Rosh Chodesh, Tadir, and the second Sefer is Hanukkah. So sometimes Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbat. Then there will be three Sefer Torah. The first Sefer Torah would be Parashat HaShavua, of course. The second Sefer Torah would be Rosh Chodesh, because of Tadir. And because we want to put Hanukkah last, and the Maftir, so we can read the Haftarah of Hanukkah. There's two different Haftarot of Hanukkah. If there's two Shabbatot of Hanukkah, we read both. We don't need the Simchi and then the Nerot of Shelomo. If there's only one, Then we read Nerot of Zechariah, which is the first Roni v'Simcha, which is the first week. Preferably on the Shabbat of Hanukkah Rosh Chodesh, the first sefer we send up 6 Roni, the second sefer Torah 1 Ole, and there's a Kaddish, and then we send the Maftir, and he's of course 1 Ole, and there's a Kaddish as well, and then we read the Haftarah.